Hello, everyone, and welcome in to another edition of the Talking Puck podcast called Tiny Biscuits. Yeah, we keep them, well, tiny, digestible little bite-sized nuggets for you of hockey talk, around 5 to 7 minutes or so a day, and three times a week, I should say, and we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for sharing the time with us. If you like the podcast, please subscribe, and we look forward to bringing you more. Also, please follow me on Twitter, at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We're growing the community. We want you to be a part of it. It's all fun and enjoyable hockey talk, and we really love doing it. So thank you so much for tuning in. All right, let's get right to it. This is an interesting podcast to do today because four teams are considering the possibility, now considering, let's start there, of playing outdoor games. And perhaps they'll be able to have fans. That's why they want to play outdoors. So if they could, we see it with the NFL. Some places, some cities, some states allow people into the buildings, not all of them. But because it's outdoors and they're socially distanced, the thought is that outdoors is far better than indoors because it's just, you know, wide open, more circulated air. It's just better for not spreading the disease. So Anaheim, LA, Boston, and Pittsburgh are looking to see if they might be able to play outdoor games. Anaheim and LA would make sense just because they're in the same neck of the woods, and the potential is to go to Dignity Health Sports Park. Now, the Kings are the first ones who looked at this. Anschutz also owns the Kings. They own a bunch of things, but they also own this Dignity Health Sports Park, which is where the LA Galaxy play. There's 20,007 seats in the stadium. And the Kings and the Ducks talked it over. The Ducks said, yeah, maybe we'll chip in. So if they could get fans in this outdoor venue, then maybe this is the way the Kings and Ducks may go. We are looking at the possibility of not having fans in certain states and or provinces, depending on how things go. We still don't know. We're talking maybe restarting January 15th, which means training camps just after the first of the year. Is that going to happen? I still think we're headed more towards February 1st until vaccines really start to get around. But what difference does 2 weeks make? We have to wait. We don't know. But that said, if we get to a point where we can resume, could we see games being played in Pittsburgh and LA and also in Boston outside? It's not a horrible idea. The Penguins have reportedly looked into both Heinz Field and PNC Park. This is a report on Sportsnet.ca, by the way. Of course, the Bruins talking about Fenway, which Fenway's hosted a game before. It's not a stretch. A lot of issues with playing outdoors. Obviously, weather is one of them. Being able to keep the ice, what would the cost be, etc. And does it make sense? Look, if it costs more to keep an outdoor arena viable for games, then butts and seats would bring you in money. You're losing more money by doing it. Then no, it doesn't make any sense. Which is why I think LA and Anaheim sharing might be a great idea, because then you at least split the cost and perhaps are able to pull it off. I'm not so sure teams trying to go this solo, but again, it depends how many people, how much your ticket's going to be. Are people going to go? There's a lot of question marks here. But are we going to get it going this year is the question. Now, I'm encouraged by the fact that at least the league and the NHLPA have sat down and talked specifics about the return to play. Look, money is money. Money is the sticking point. It will be the sticking point. But at least they said, okay, let's put that aside for a minute and look at what we could actually do if we came back to play. How could we do this? What are some ideas? Let's throw some stuff at the wall and see what sticks. How many games are we talking here? 56 is the new number. Okay. And obviously both sides want as many as they can for revenue purposes. And you can figure all the rest of that out. Are you going to bubble up a couple weeks at a time, which has been thrown out there before? Are you going to try to play in your home venue? How much travel is there going to be? Are you going to be exclusively in your division? Which it looks like, I think Canada is going to have to be in its own division for the bulk of the season at this rate. So you may see that 7-team Canadian division end up by itself, and it may necessitate three more divisions in the United States, geographically divided, that may just basically play amongst themselves, which isn't too bad with 8 teams. I know people are looking at it and say, oh, that's a lot of games against one opponent. It is. But 8 times 7 is 56. And I know it sounds like a lot, but you just rotate it properly and you'll be okay. Or maybe you do bring teams into regionalized bubbles where you go steal a page from baseball, 2 and 3 game sets. Now, by game 3, it would be ugly. I guarantee you that, because that animosity builds pretty quick. But it's still a way to kind of get through, and maybe it does make the games more entertaining. Maybe it does drive the ratings up. Maybe, who knows? But at this point, I think teams exploring different ways to try to make this financially viable is important. Because let's face it, the bottom line of all of this is there has to be enough money for this to make sense. Otherwise, they just simply don't play. And that's really what we as fans have to remember. We can talk all we want about the sanctity and the purity of the game, but these are millionaire and billionaire businessmen who own teams and millionaire players. For the most part, not all guys are millionaires, but I mean, even the league minimum is pretty hefty. It's one of those things where we want them to play. We as fans want to see games, but it's still a business. So we'll see what happens for the National Hockey League. I think missing the season, number one, I don't feel it's an option for these guys. I think they know that. But also, number two, I think that the impetus is there for them to both want to play. They realize the damage if they don't play this year for people getting turned off by that, especially if it does come down to money. Look, you and I, as Joe fan or Jane fan, we would look at this and just shake our heads and go, how can you not get it together? Just get it together. We don't understand, can't conceptualize of that kind of money. Now they can, and that's their thing, and good for them. And that's why we, you know, buy their jerseys and jackets and what have you. But that still doesn't make it okay for us as fans to be treated to that. So here's hoping. Fingers crossed that the NHL gets it together. I'd love to see outdoor games. If they could pull it off, if they could get more people in a venue, I'm all for it. I enjoy it. TV will figure out a way to cover it. And you know what? Fans might get a little extra treat in there. So keep it tuned right here. Talking Puck. That's the Tiny Biscuits podcast for today. We'll be back with you on Thursday. Thanks for checking us out. Please subscribe if you like it. And again, follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And the Discord link to join our little happy family, Talk Some Hockey, is in the bio. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next time.